Welcome back. And now we have some exciting news coming your way of the Vilvitje School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation brings us yet something interesting and new. But joining us today is Mr. Amon Haufiku from the Vilvitje School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation. And he's here to talk about a massive opportunity for young Namibians to study for free. And I highlight that for free at their Mamurulani campus. Welcome, sir. And I hope I have pronounced the campus name correctly. Otherwise, please do correct me. Welcome, Mr. Amon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ms. Dafa. Mm-hmm. And thank you to the listeners. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, you pronounce it very well. It's Mururani.
Okay.
Campus.
Mm. Yes. Now tell us, okay, what applications are currently open at Vilvitje School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Currently, we have the application that up for, is for level 4 in agriculture. So, and this qualification, it requires for candidates or the people that have already in possession of level 3 certificate in three areas, be it either crop and horticulture production, or you have a level 3 in animal husbandry or farm machineries. So those are the eligible applicants that are required to apply for that application. I mean, for that course, which is the level 4 certificate, national vocational certificate in agriculture level 4.
Mm. What a specialization also are available within this program?
Yeah, in that program is that the, because when the student has studied for level 3, at level 3, they were having three strengths. You either specialize in crop and crop and horticulture production, or you specialize in animal husbandry or farm machinery. But now, when you move to level 3, the national vocational certificate in level 3, it requires you either to have two strengths: either you follow crop and horticulture production or animal husbandry. So actually, those are the two strengths that the student could be able to choose when they're applying.
Okay. Who then, you speak about students when they're applying, who then is eligible to apply for this program?
All right, the eligibility are the students who are in possession of a national vocational certificate level 3 in crop and horticulture production, or a national vocational certificate in animal husbandry level 3, or you have a national vocational certificate in farm machinery at level 3. So only those that are having a level 3, at those three that were mentioned, either one of them, whether you have a crop, whether you have animal, whether you have farm machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the eligibilities that are required to apply for the national vocational certificate at level 4.
Mm. Okay. And when is the application deadline?
The deadline is on the 26th of June, 2026.
Okay. For those who do apply and qualify, when will the training take place and when does it start?
All right. The training is anticipated to start on the 1st of July, 2026. But of course, once they get their letters of offers, they will be told exactly when is it that we intend to start on the 1st of July, 2026. But the letter will inform them and exactly the date if it changes.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the course is free, but are there any costs involved at all for students?
Yes, I could say yes. Sometimes when they say it's free, nothing is for free. Of course, you are paying for it because it's paid by the Namibia Training Authority.
Mm-hmm.
The course is covered by the tuition and registration. As we all know, in terms of the subsidized funding, it's covered by the Namibia Training Authority under the 35% of key priority interventions. But however, the student, because our campus is having the hostel, so the students are also expected to pay to contribute towards the hostel and meals, which is only 600 per month, inclusive of meals and hostel. You know, it's very reasonable.
Okay.
And then of course, when they apply, as a practice, when they are applying, they also need to pay 200 for the application fee. That's just when application, as we all know, when you are applying for any, there's always an application fee of 200, but once you are admitted, then you are expected to pay 600 per month for hostel and meals, inclusive of meals. so which is very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they are not expected to pay anything in terms of the tuition or whatsoever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Then how can students apply?
Then in terms of the application, they can visit our website, www.wu, which is Virginia University, an abbreviation.
Mm-hmm.
So www.wu.edu.na. So they visit our website. To then they can apply there, or they can download the form from the same website, and then they can submit that form once they complete with everything at any campus of Virginia University countrywide. And in case if they are experiencing any challenge, they can always contact me, and then we can see how we can maybe forward the application to them, because some of them might be in the village deep there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are ready to accommodate them. So those that are deeper there, we can always ask, okay, see how you can do. Maybe you can even email to me. I can give an email, or you can WhatsApp to me.
Mm-hmm.
So because the space are limited,
mm-hmm,
and time is against us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because 26 around the corner.
Yeah. How then can they be able to get hold of you?
They can reach out to my number, 0811-247025. Very easy one as well.
Mm-hmm.
0811-247025. They can reach out to me, and I can always guide them as they have to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay. Mr. Amon,
yes.
Why would you say the young people should consider taking this program?
Yeah, no, you know, knowing agriculture has becomes, you know, it's a vital sector for food production and, of course, for our livelihoods and then job creation. It's very, very important that the young people should apply, I mean, for this program to be part of this. It's, of course, for them to, because we're going to be offering them practical, you know, we have hands-on practical. We have one of the state-of-the-art, you know, I could say, campus, because you have everything in one.
Okay.
You have the classrooms here, and then on the other side, you have a farm where they do their practical beating crop, animal, or farm machineries. So it's very, very important. That's an opportunity. And then you are just in a hostel, and then you have everything. Wi-Fi is there even. So it's very important for their livelihoods. And of course, we also want to save this country in terms of food security. So that's why we would want young people to venture into agriculture, because we need to make sure that we provide our own food as a country. And that's the opportunity that we have.
Okay. And your closing remarks, perhaps something I didn't touch on?
My closing remarks is actually just encouraging the young students, the graduates with level 3 and all those 3 programs that I've indicated, for them to apply as soon as possible. They should not wait for tomorrow. Better to apply now, because the spaces are limited. We have limited spaces. So please don't let the opportunity pass. And also, we also want to encourage those that are already working, then we could also be able to consider them through, blended approach. But of course, for them, they need to, you know, to consider, you know, because you have somebody who is working like you, and then you want to, you know, to study, to further your studies, maybe in animal husbandry. So you have people that maybe some of them are working in pharmacies, some of them are working elsewhere, but they want to, you know, to venture their, to venture into agriculture, because there are limited spaces. There are very, very few institutions or TVET providers that are offering level 4. And we are among them that are offering level 4 and level 5 next year. So it's an opportunity for them. Let's use this opportunity and apply before it's not too late. With that, I really appreciate and thank you very much, Eagle FM, for, you know, helping us to air this on your radio. And then to make sure that at least all listeners, are listening, and we hope we'll be able to get a substantial number of applicants to take up this course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Amon Hafiku. It's a pleasure. It's been a pleasure engaging you. Thank you for informing us on this. And we sure hope that, of course, a lot of conversations are around the agriculture sector now. And thank you also for bringing in also this fully funded course for the young people to partake.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Thank you, our listeners too.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.